Today, Shir in the Daf Yomi, we're getting near the end of the Masechta, is Gemara in Erevin Daf Kuf Gimel. And we begin at the Mishnah about 10 lines down from the top. The Mishnah continues in a series of Mishnayis here that deal with differences between what can be done in the Beis HaMikdash versus what can be done outside the Beis HaMikdash, what we call in the Medina, in terms of certain Melachos. So, the Mishnah starts and tells us, Chotchin Yabeles by Mikdash. A person is allowed to go and cut off a wart. Rashi explains Yabeles is something called Varua, which is maybe from the word Vericus, or maybe from the word wart, and this means a warty-like structure, which would be a mum. As Rashi says, v'hu mum is a blemish, which would not allow the Kohen to go and do the avoda. Now, to remove a wart in the Torah on Shabbos would be an issur of gozes, of cutting something off, and you would not be allowed to do this with an instrument, to take a knife or a scissors, and cut off such a wart on Shabbos would be an issur d'oraisa. So that is not allowed to be done, even in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do issurim other than those that are required by the Torah, such as bringing korbanos, as we brought down from Rashi in yesterday's Shia. However, an issur d'rabbanan, which is a restriction that the rabbis put in to prevent you from doing an issur d'oraisa, so there, in the Beis HaMikdash, we have the rule, Ein Shvus V'Mikdash. We said this several times yesterday, that the rabbis in general did not institute, there are exceptions, but the rabbis did not institute these prohibitions in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, these rabbinical restrictions apply. So, the Mishnah tells us that as long as you're not using a kli, you're allowed to be Chotchin Yabeles V'Mikdash. You're allowed to go, and with your hand, go, Rashi says, Biyad, Kamar, it's telling us with your hand, you can go and cut a wart off in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Avolo Medina, this is a rabbinically prohibited action, which, because of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, is allowed to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, but outside the Mikdash, what we call the Medina, is not allowed to be done with your hand. The M, the kli, but if you're using a utensil, then clearly kan v'kan also, this is an issur d'oraisa, and you wouldn't be allowed to do this neither outside the Beis HaMikdash, but not even in the Beis HaMikdash, because this isn't a shvus, this is an actual issur d'oraisa. As we've had previously, the Gemara is now going to contrast our Mishnah with a brisa that seems to contradict our Mishnah. So, Urminu, I'll show you that there's a brisa that seems to say the opposite. The brisa says, now the girsa that we have is herkivo v'haba also, but the brach tells us that the proper girsa over here should be harkovoso v'haba also. In other words, we're dealing here with the bringing, the carrying, or the bringing of the Korban Pesach from outside the Trum, so this involves possibly, we'll see, an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan. We'll have to explain this as we go further in the Gemara. And we're dealing here with the case of Erev Pesach Cholios B'Shabbos. Like we're going to have this year, it comes up every now and then. It's a pretty relatively rare occurrence in the 19-year cycle. And when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so then you have to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, and what are you allowed to do in terms of bringing it is what this brisa talks about. So the brisa tells us that the bringing of this Korban Pesach and the bringing it on your shoulder, in other words, carrying it, and the Hava also, and bringing it Michutz L'Tchum, from outside the Tchum, and the Chatichas Yabalto, and cutting off a Yabeles that would be a Mum on this Korban Pesach, Ein Dochen. They aren't, in fact, Dochen Esa Shabbos. So, in this situation, it says you're not allowed to go and cut off this Yabeles. Whereas we said in the Beis HaMikdash, you are allowed to cut off a Yabeles. So how do you reconcile the Mishnah which says you can cut off the Yabeles, albeit be a Dayim, and this Brisa which seems to suggest that you can cut off the Yabeles? That's the question. But first we have the opinion that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Dochen. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. This is the famous Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, who says that Machshirei Mitzvah are Doche, the Mitzvah on Shabbos as well. If the Mitzvah is Doche Shabbos, so the Machshirim are also Doche Shabbos. We had this Shita yesterday, we had this many times before, and we'll discuss it again now. So Rabbi Eliezer says you could cut off the Abelis, you could, in fact, do the Harkovoso, and the Havoso Michutz L'Tchum, and the Chatichas Yabalto on Shabbos. Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. So, this, again, on the surface, goes against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you can cut off the Abeles, and the Brisa says you can. So we have two ways to try and reconcile the Brisa with our Mishnah. We have Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi, B'Rabbi Chanina. So we have Ben Chanina on the side, it says it should be B'Rabbi Chanina. In any event, these two opinions are as follows. One of them, we don't know which one, said, Chad Omar Ha V'Ha B'Lacha. That both the Brisa and the Mishnah are talking about a wet, a moist type of a yabeles, which has different dinim than a dried up yabeles. Essentially, the moist yabeles is still considered that it's a full-fledged mum, and that you're not allowed to go and cut it off on Shabbos, and you're going to be over Isurim if you cut it off on Shabbos, as opposed to a dried up one, a Yavesh one, which would not have the same dinim because it's considered already to a certain extent as it's not present. It's as if it's already been cut off. So we'll discuss this more in a moment. But the first teretz that we gave, either Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, said, Chadamar, Havoha Belacha. We're dealing over here with both of them. The Mishnah and the Brice are talking about that it's a moist type of a wart. So how come the Mishnah says you're allowed to cut it off, and the Brice says you're not allowed to cut it off? The Lokasha. So we have a simple teretz. Kambiyad. A Mishnah is talking about that you'll have to cut it off with your hand, which we said, Ein Shvus B'mikdash. And the Brice is talking about Kambikli, which is not allowed to be done, even in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Braisa and the Mishnah are not talking about the same scenario. Again, the Mishnah is talking about with your hand, which is allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Braisa is talking about with the Kli, which is not allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there's no stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. They're talking about different circumstances. That's Teretz number one. And the other one, either Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yosef B'chanina, said, V'chadomar, ho'v'ho'biyat. No, both the Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking about cutting it off with your hand. So then the Mishnah explains you're allowed to do this because ain't supposed to make this. So why would the Braisa say you're not allowed to do this? So the answer is Lokasha. One, the Braisa is talking about where it's moist. And the Braisa says you're not allowed to go and cut it off if it's moist. Now, we'll have to explain why. And our Mishnah is talking about Ha-Bi-Vesha, when you're dealing over here with a dried up wart, so then you're allowed to go and cut it off. Now, we'll have to explain this in a little bit more detail, which Gemara is going to do, because Gemara is going to ask, why didn't each of them like the teretz of the other one? Again, whichever one said which, why didn't they pick the other one? So, the first opinion, Lumandi Omar, Ha-Bi-Yad, Ha-Bi-Chli, the first answer which we gave, which was very simple, very straightforward, that our Mishnah is talking about with your hand, and the Brice is talking about with a Kli, why did that Mandi Omar, not like the Teretz, my time alo Omar, the second Teretz, Hobalacha, Hobiyavesha, to explain that the Brice is talking about where it's moist, and the Mishnah is talking about with its Yavesha, it's dried up, and that's why you're allowed to pull it off. Shemur says, Amaloch, the first Mandi Omar would say to the second Mandi Omar, when you're dealing with Yavesha, if it's dried up, then why would our Mishnah only allow you to do it with your hand? Afilu b'chli, namishari, you should even be allowed to go and do this with a utensil, because, after all, my timer, why can you do this with a utensil if it's dried up? Because ifruche ifrucha, we consider it already crumbled, right? A pircha is when you crumble somebody's statement, you're ruining their question. So, Fruche pircha means it's crumbled, it's totally destroyed, and therefore it's not considered as if it's yabelis. If you take it off, if it's dry, even with a utensil, that's not an issa daraisa of geziza. So that's why the first man, the Yomar, who said hobiyad, hobikli, didn't like the teretz of hobalacha, hobiyavesha. Okay, great. Why didn't the second man, the Yomar, who said ha v'hobiyad, but hobalacha, hobiyavesha, why didn't he like the first teretz, hobiyad, hobikli? Well, man, the Omar, hobalacha, hobiyavesha, the second opinion, my time, lo Omar, hobiyad, hobikli. Why didn't he like the first answer that was given, that the Mishnah is talking about with your hand, and the Brice is talking about with the kli? So I'm aloch. So this man, the Omar, would say, bechli, when you're dealing with a kli, removing a wart on Shabbos with a kli, so then the Brice that says that you can't use a kli, what's the chiddush? Hotnan. Our Mishnah already taught us that. Our Mishnah said, Hotnan, in Bechli, Kan, Kan, Aser. If you're using a utensil, whether you're dealing with the Beis HaMikdash, and certainly when you're dealing outside the Beis HaMikdash in the Medina, it's Aser. So our Mishnah states Beferish that Bechli is Aser. So why would the Braisa that we're bringing down from the Erev Pesach Holy Yos B'Shabbos that you're not allowed to cut off the Abelis, what Chiddush would that be adding? So Gemara says, Idach, that opinion that says no, that the Brice is adding on and telling us that a kli is no good, so the chiddush over there is, hodik tani hasam, mishum de kaboy, ifluge Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan. There was something else there. It was telling us the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So the Brice was adding something. You're right. From the Chachamim's point of view, we already learned from our Mishnah here that you're not allowed to cut off the abelis with a kli. It said, hobi kli, kan v'kan aser. But our Mishnah did not tell us the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says Dochet, that says you would be allowed to go cut it off. So the Braisa's Chiddush isn't for the Chacham's opinion, the Tanakhama's opinion says you can't cut off the Abelis with a Kli, but it's for the answer that Rabbi Eliezer says it's Dochet, you are allowed to cut it off with a Kli. So therefore, if Lugi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Now that's a good Teretz. So now, V'idach, we go back to the other man, the Amor, who said, Hobiyad, Hobichli. So now, why didn't he like this Teretz? Hobalacha, Hobiyavesha, to teach us that din. So Gemara says, because look at the company that it keeps. As I pointed out, Har Kavoso, Vahavoso, Michutz Lutrum, these are Dinim de Rabbanon. Dumya de Har Kivo, Vahavoso, Michutz Lutchon, Ketani Derabbanan. The three things that the Braisa mentions are all Dinim Derabbanan. You tell it by the company that it keeps, because the Harkava is talking about when you're carrying an animal, the Korban Pesach. And we have a famous rule, we learn the Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Nosson tells us that Chai no Seyes Atzmo, there is no Issa Daraisa when you're carrying a live animal or a live person. It's only an Issa Derabbanan. The rabbis instituted a prohibition, we shouldn't let you carry a live animal. But otherwise, we have the rule that the live animal carries itself. Chai no Seyes Atzmo. So therefore, this Harkovaso, this carrying of the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach Sholios B'Shabbos, is only an Issa Derabbanan. And therefore, that's the context that this Bryce is talking about. The next statement, Vavosu Bichutz L'Tchum, according to most poskim, other than Rabbi Akiva, carrying outside the Tchum, going beyond the Tchum, bringing this Korban Pesach from outside the Tchum, is also only an Issur Rabbanan. So if Harkavaso is an Issur Rabbanan, and Havosu Bichutz L'Tchum is an Issur Rabbanan, then Chatichas Yabalto Ein Dochen is also an Issur Rabbanan. And therefore, we must not be talking about a Kli. We must be talking about, in this Bryce, that we're dealing with a Issur Derabbanan. And therefore, this man, the Yomer, didn't want to say, our Mishnah is Hobiyad, and the Bryce is talking about Hobikli. This is a very good point. So now, if this whole Bryce is talking about, that it's talking about with your hand, so how can the man, the Yomer, say, Hobilacha, Hobiyadesha, that the Bryce that's dealing with the Erev Pesach Cholios B'Shabbos is talking about an Issur Deraisa, but the company that it keeps is talking about an Issur Derabbanan. So how does he answer that? So the Gemara says, that's easy to answer. The Harkav also and the Hava also, Michutz L'Tchum, are both Yisurim Daraisa. Why? Hirkivo or Harkav also is the local Rabbi Nosson, the Amar Chai Nosi Asatzmo, that the opinion of this Braisa is not in accord with Rabbi Nosson's Shita, the Chai Nosi Asatzmo. And in fact, it holds like the Amandi Amar that argues Rabbi Nosson, that says that if you carry an animal in Rishus HaRabim, you're over in Issur Daraisa. And likewise, this goes according to Hava also, is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says, Hava also, Michutz L'Tchum, Ki Rabbi Akiva, Do Amar Tchumim Daraisa, is an Issur Daraisa. So if the first two are an Issur Daraisa, so the third one, the cutting off of the Yabelis, Chatichas Yavalto, so is also, that is talking about an Issur Daraisa. So it must be talking about with the Kli. And therefore, both Mandiyomers can understand the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa in the way that we described. Nanamar is going to reject the first opinion that we brought down, that our Mishnah is talking about removal of the Abelis with the Yad, and the Braisa, the Erev Pesach Cholios B'Shabbos, is talking about removing it with a Kli. Moshe Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef is the following Shiloh. He says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer said there, Kal v'chomer, that you're allowed to go and cut off the Yabelis, and you're allowed to go and do the Harkova and the Havoso. You're allowed to do all of those things. It's the Kal v'chomer. And he says, Umash Shchita, Shimishu Melocha, Shchita. The Shechting Korban Pesach, which you're allowed to do Erev Pesach Sholios B'Shabbos, is Doches HaShabbos. Now that is an actual Issur Daraisa. So he says, Elu, Shimishum Shvus. These three things, which are all Dirabbanans. Oh, now, here we clearly see that this Braisa dealing with Erev Pesach Cholios B'Shabbos is dealing with the Rabbanans. El Mishum Shvus, that the carrying of the animal, because Chai Nosi is Atzmo, the bringing from outside the Tchum is because Tchum is the Rabbanan, and therefore the cutting off of the Abelis must not be talking about Bekli, Ein Odin Sheyitchu Etz HaShabbos, it's talking about with your hand. So here you clearly see that it's not Hobi Yad, Hobi Kli, that isn't a good teretz. But he also doesn't like the other teretz. Ha-bilacha, ha-bi-yaveisha. Why? Because Rav Yosef is of the opinion that if you have the yaveisha, you're allowed to remove it. It's considered ifruche, ifrucha. So therefore, he doesn't like either of the two terutzim. So Elom, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, this is the way to reconcile our Mishnah here that says you're allowed to cut off the abelis, and the Braisa dealing with Erev Pesach Cholios B'Shabbos that says you're not allowed to cut off the abelis. He says, ha v'obiyad. They're both talking about with your fingers, with your hand, not using a kli. Ushvus mikdash b'mikdash hitiru. The Bach has the girsa. Ushvus dimikdash b'mikdash. If you're dealing with doing a derabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash itself, then the rabbi said, ain shvus b'mikdash hitiru. And therefore, the cutting off of the abelis in the Beis HaMikdash, like our Mishnah tells us, is allowed to be done. Biyad, that is permitted. However, shvus dimikdosh vimedina, but a dirabbanan that doesn't occur in the Beis HaMikdosh, albeit it is for something that will be for the Beis HaMikdosh, but if you're dealing with either Harkavaso or Havaoso Michutz L'Tchum or the Chaticha of the Abeles, Lo hitiru. They didn't permit you to do that outside the Beis HaMikdash. So even though it's a shvus for the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not being done in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what Rav Yossi says is the difference between our Mishnah, which says you can cut off the yabelis with your hand, and the Braisa, which says that you can't. Yosef Abaye, v'kom l'shmaisa. Abaye was sitting and learning, and he said over this member of his Rebbe, Rav Yosef. But Eser, Rav Safra Abaye, Rav Safra listened to this, and he said, I don't understand it. I have a question. He says to Abaye, Haya kore b'sefer al eskupa. We just had a few days ago that if a person was reading a scroll, they had the Megillas, their scrolls, their svarim, were in the form of like a scroll, like a Megillah, and a person was sitting on the eskupa. Now the eskupa, we learned ultimately, was a caramelist, but right now we're assuming it's Rishus HaYochid. So, v'nisgal gal ha-sefer miyodo, he's sitting in Rishus HaYochid, and the sefer rolls out of his hand into the Rishus HaRabim, but he's holding on still to one end, go low at slow. So the Mishnah said, you're allowed to roll it back. Now, this sefer is a holy thing. So, Rav Safra is comparing it to something like a mitzvah in the Mikdash. And he says, v'ha-ha-ha, dishvus de-mikdash, not b'mikdash, but b'medinahu. So this is a situation where it's a shvus, a derabbanon, that deals with a holy thing like the Mikdash, and it's not in the Mikdash, it's b'medinahu. And yet, the rabbis did not make a gzeir over here that you're not allowed to go and roll it back, because if we allow you to roll it back, you may come to carry it back from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, and you'll be over in Yisod Daraisa. For Asi L'suya, you can come to carry it down with Rishus HaRabim. So how come you're saying that the rabbis, in fact, told us here that Harkavaso, Vahavaso, and the cutting off of the Abeles is not allowed? If you're telling me that only Shvus B'mikdash B'mikdash Itiru, then how come they allowed over here this Shvus of retracting or rolling back the scroll? How come they allowed that? So Gemara says, we've already answered that. The law of Ukimna, didn't we answer that? Be a scoop or caramelist. We're talking here not the scoop as Rishus HaYochid, but we explained that the scoop is actually a caramelist. Rishus HaRabim over Eretz Lefanah. And we're dealing with a scoop or caramelist. It's next to Rishus HaRabim. And worse comes to worse. Let's say you would carry it back. It rolls totally out of your hand, and you want to pick it up and carry it back. You're only over in Yisod Rabbanan. And therefore, the Kivan, the Igdu Biyodo, Afilu Shvus Nami Leka. And therefore, since you're holding on to it right now, it's still in your hand, the rabbis didn't feel any need to go and make a Issa D'Rabbanan on an Issa D'Rabbanan. That would be Xerul Xera. The rabbis don't make Xerul Xera. So that's the answer that he gave. And therefore, Rav Safra's question is pushed aside. Gemara tries again. Eitzvei Rav Safra asks another question to Abaye. He says, Mishal Shel Nesah Pesach L'Tanu Rim Chashecha. When you have Erev Pesach that is Shabbos, this is different than Erev Pesach, that is Shabbos. Here we're talking about the first day of Pesach, Shabbos. Erev Pesach is Friday. So, you shech the Korban Pesach on Friday, that's absolutely no problem. Of course, if it was Erev Pesach, Shabbos, you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach also on Shabbos. That's Erev Pesach. But here we're talking about it's Friday. You shech the Korban Pesach, and now you're allowed to go and be Mishalshel, means to lower the Korban Pesach into the oven, Im Chashecha, when it's already getting very close to Shabbos. Now, normally, you're not allowed to put raw food into the oven on Erev Shabbos because there's a concern of chatichas gecholim, that you may come to go cook it. That's why we need a blech in that situation, or that you have to cook it well enough beforehand that you're not concerned that you're going to go and adjust the coals, stoke the fire, in order that it should be ready for Shabbos. Now, if you're telling me that you're not allowed to do a shvus in the Medina, so this is also a case of ha hocha, the shvus the mikdash, the Medina. Now, you're not cooking the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, you're cooking it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So yes, it's for something that's needed in the Beis HaMikdash, but this should have been a shvus that's for the mikdash that's in the Medina. And according to what you just said, it should not be allowed. And yet here, we aren't concerned that Shema Yechate Gecholim, that you're going to come to go and adjust the coals and cook it. V'lo gazrino Shema Yechate Gecholim. So that's what Rav Safra asked to Abaye. And here Abaye had no answer. Ishtik Abaye. Abaye was silent. He didn't say anything. He had no answer. Nope. He went back to his Rebbe and told him what Rav Safra told him. He said, Rav Safra asked the kasha on your Rebbe. I didn't know the answer. So he also comes to Rav Yosef. Abaye comes back to Rav Yosef and he tells him, Amalei, he says, Rebbe, Hochi Amalei Rav Safra. Rav Safra asked me this bomb question. Rav Safra said to me, how come if you hold that you're not allowed to go and do a shvus of the mikdash in the Medina, so how come over here we didn't make such a gzeira in our case that you're allowed to lower the Korban Pesach outside of the Beis HaMikdash in the Medina, even though it's for the Mikdash? So how come that's allowed? But you're saying the other things, the Harkavaso, the Havaso, and the Chituch of the Abelis are not allowed. So Avolei, Rav Yosef says to Abayi, my time on Lo Tishani Le, you had a simple teretz. Why didn't you give them the teretz that Bnei Chabura Zeriz and Haim? You know what? Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, we say that Kohanim is Zeriz and Haim, and therefore there is no Shus B'Mikdash, so to over here, with a Chabura, with a large group of people, if somebody were to go and be Mechata the Gecholim, everybody else would yell at him, hey, say, hey, you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, it's similar. This is not a case of a shvus that's done in the Medina. This is analogous to a shvus that's done in the Mikdash. And that's why ain't shvus be Mikdash. That's what Abaye told him simply. That's what you should have told Rav Safra. Nope, this is a very good teretz, but why didn't Abaye think of it? So where it says Abaye, he didn't hold from this. He says, yeah, Kohanim's reason, hey, Amrina. When we say ain't shvus be Mikdash, that's because the Kohanim and the Kohanim, they're all Tamidei Chachamim, Mistama, they're all very knowledgeable. They're not going to make a mistake. There's reason. However, Bnei Chabura, the Korban Pesach is given to everybody. You're going to have Korban Pesachs that are being brought by a bunch of Amoratzim. You have three Amoratzim. They're bringing the Korban Pesach together. They're not going to know the din. And therefore, Bnei Chabura, Zrizin Hain, Lo Amrina. We can't assume and say that the Korban Pesach that is being cooked outside the Beis HaMikdash with potentially Amoratzim, with potentially people that aren't Zrizim, you can't assume, therefore, that Zrizin Hain and there won't be any Shema Yechata you call him. And that's why Abaye didn't have a teretz to Rav Safra's question, and he felt that maybe that rule of Shvus de Mikdash bim Medina isn't in fact a good rule. Nadigmer says there's another teretz over here between our Mishnah and the Braisa of Erev Pesach Chol Yos v'Shabbos. Rav also doesn't like the first two terutzim that are given, and therefore Rav says, Rav Amar Rabbi Eliezerhi, the Tana of our Mishnah is in fact Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Machshirim Mitzvah Dochen Es HaShabbos. He holds that the Machshirim of a Mitzvah, Rabbi Eliezer the Mila says, if you don't have a knife to do a Bris Mila, then you can go and make the knife even on Shabbos for the Bris Mila that's supposed to be done on Shabbos. You can go do anything that's needed for the Bris Mila on Shabbos. And he's the author of our Mishnah, the Omer Machshirim Mitzvah Dochen Es HaShabbos. So therefore, you can cut off the Yabelis on Shabbos, not a problem. Omode Rabbi Eliezer, however, why does he only allow it in our Mishnah with his hand and not with a utensil? Even though you're allowed to do it, he says you should do it with a shinui as much as possible. So if you could cut off the abelis with your fingers rather than cutting it off with a knife, so then that's the way you should do it. And that's the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. And the author of the Braisa, so that's clearly not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer there says it's also permissible. And the Tanakhama of the Braisa, who says that you're not allowed to go and do the Havoso, the Harkavoso, and the Chatichas Yavalto, so that is not Rabbi Eliezer. Very simple teretz. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, and the Tanakhama of the Braisa is not Rabbi Eliezer. It's somebody else. We turn to the Amud Beis. So Gemara says, Maihi, where do we see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you have to make some sort of a shinui if at all possible? If it's not possible, then you'll have to do the Daraisa even as a Machshiri Mitzvah. But if you have a choice, you have to go and do it with a lower level form of Isser, the Tanya, because the Braisa taught us, Koinsh also will Yabelis, Chavero Chot Cholo Bishinov. If a Kohen were to develop a Yaveles, which is a Mum, and wouldn't be allowed to do the Avoda, so then you're allowed to go and cut this off, but not with an instrument, and not even with that Kohen's fingers, but a different Kohen, Chavero Chot Cholo Bishinov. Then a different Kohen goes and bites off the Yaveles with his mouth. As Rashi explains, you're not allowed to use a kli, the shvusu b'kli, lo. You can't use a kli, and afilu b'shinav, and even your own teeth, you can't do it, but chaveru in the ihu lo, and you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because the chaveru lo misakin le shapi. Your friend's going to bite it off, he's not going to be doing it such a great job. V'ochem ha'bisem ha'shabes, and perucham ha'tzniyah, the pligi rabbi elez v'rabban, and b'notel tziparno av zu b'zu. So there you're talking about when you're cutting your nails on Shabbos, or Bishinov, or with your teeth, if you pull them off with your fingers or with your teeth. Shabbos says, Yechayev Chattas, if you do it that way. And the rabbis say it's only the Rabbanan. Well, Kim Nahasim, we said over there that the Chi Mechayev Rebeleza Benota Liatzma, it's only when you take it off with your fingers or you take it off with your teeth. Avol Chaveiro, there I call Mut Potter. There, if your friend bites off your fingernails, then Rebeleza says that that's only the Rabbanan. So over here you see Bishinov in Bikli Lo. So here you see clearly, Rebeleza's opinion is that you have to do it with your teeth and not with a Kli. And even when you do it with your teeth, Chaveru in Iyu Lo. Your friend has to do it and not you. Now, whose opinion is this? Mani. The Gemara says, Ilema Rabbanon Ube Mikdash. If this is in fact the opinion of the Chachamim and you're dealing with doing this in the Beis HaMikdash, so then, Kivon, the Amrei Rabbanon, the Alma Mishum Shvus, the rabbis say that biting off, even if you're yourself, if you're biting off your own nails, we said just now, from Perek HaMatzniah, is only a din de Rabbanon, so hocha, ma lihu, uma lichaveru. So then, once you're biting with your teeth, it's only the Rabbanon, what difference does it make whether you do it or your friend does it? So obviously, according to Rabbanon, it doesn't make any difference. So Ella, whose opinion must this be? Ella lav Rabbi Eliezer. This obviously is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, because in Perek HaMatzniah, he says that you're not allowed to bite off your own nails, but your friend would be allowed to bite them off. It's only an issur d'rabbanan. Not that he's allowed to, it's only an issur d'rabbanan, not an issur d'oraisa. The Amar, bi'alma chayv chatas. He says that if you bite off your own nails, even with your teeth or with your hand, you are going to be chayv chatas. And here, even though to cut off the siabelis is allowed because it's a machshir mitzvah, nevertheless, you have to go and minimize the desecration as much as possible. So if you can knock it down from a daraisa, which is cutting it off with your own teeth, to a derabbanan, having somebody else cut it off with their teeth, so then that's preferable. Oh, so here's the raya, that this raya that it says, b'shinav, is talking clearly about Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Oh, here you see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you can knock it down from the machshirim, from an issur d'oraisa to an issur d'rabbanan, that's preferable. Mor says, not so fast. Who says this b'raisa is Rabbi Eliezer? In fact, lo liolon l'rabbanan. In fact, this din in this b'raisa that kohen also yabelis chaveru chotro lo b'shinov is actually talking about the rabbanan. And you're right. The also b'kreiso hochanami. You'd have a very good point over here if the Yabelis was in a point where the person could bite it off himself. He could reach it with his teeth. So then, for example, if it's on his belly, he could bend his head and bite off the Yabelis from his belly. So then you're right. You wouldn't be able to say that it's the Rabbanan's opinion. It would have to be Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. But who says we're talking about that he could reach the Yabelis? The Braisa, in fact, is Hoch of Maya Skin, and you know what it's talking about? Kegon Sha'olsalo Nishicha Begabo Uba Atzile Yodov. You know what? The Yabelis over here has to be in a place where the person himself can't reach it. He would have to go bite off the siabelis on his back. He can't reach with your mouth to your back. Or on his elbows. He can't reach to his elbows. It's in a place where it's not reachable. And that's why the Braisa says that your friend can go and bite it off with his teeth. But if you could have bitten it off with your teeth, it would also be allowed. So therefore, you can't bring me a raya. This is talking about Rabbi Eliezer. The Mor says, no, this isn't right. If you're telling me that this is the opinion of the Rabbanon, that the person is talking about a situation where the other person is the only one that can reach it, so why did it have to say then to bite it off? He could have said, according to Rabbanan, there's no difference between biting it or picking it off with your hands. So nishkalei ni'alei biyad. So then, if this was the opinion of the Chachamim, he should have said, kohen she'also bo yabelis. If a kohen has a yabelis, chavero, na chotcho b'shinov, it could have said, chavero, chotcho biyado. Because also that would be a derabbanan. And therefore, that would be perfectly fine according to the Rabbanan. And in fact, if that were the case, the tif showed to Rabbi Elazar. So this would be like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. What did Rabbi Elazar say? The Amar Rabbi Elazar, that machlokis biyad, that there's a machlokis over here with the yad. Avo bechli, divya kochayev. He says the machlokis is talking about biyad. With a kli, everybody says, yechayev deraisa. But the machlokis is with the yad, whether that is issa deraisa or not. And if you're telling me over here that it's the Rabbanan's opinion, so then clearly they would say that biyad, it's not a din d'oraisa, and we should have used this to answer Rabbi Elazar's question to prove that this is correct. The tif showed to Rabbi Elazar, you can prove from here that the Chachamim hold that biyad is not an issa d'oraisa, and that Rabbi Elazar holds that it is an issa d'oraisa. So therefore, you can't answer that this b'raisa, koin shosho v'yabeles, chavei rechot lo b'shinav, is talking about the Rabbanan. So then who is it? Then it must be Rabbi Eliezer, like we wanted to say originally. Mor says, that's not so good. L'taymech. Even according to your opinion, that this Bryce is now talking about Rabbi Eliezer, like we wanted to answer originally, L'Rabbi Eliezer, nami, lishkele, niale, biyad. So why did he insist that the other person remove it with his teeth? Also, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the other person uses his yad, that should be fine also. Why did he bedavka say then, chaveiro, chot chalo b'shinov? He could have said, chaveiro, chot chalo b'yadov. Mor says, no, that's impossible. Hi, Mai, what are you talking about? E Amris, Bishlomo, Rabbi Eliezer. If you're telling me that this, in fact, this Bryce is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, everything works out fine. Hainu, the Goza, Yodo, Otu Kli. Because the rabbi said over here that if we allow you to use it with your yad, then you may use a Kli. And therefore, in order to knock it down further, we make you use it with your teeth. And this way you won't use your hand, which will prevent you from using a Kli. Eliyam is Rabbanani, but if you say it's the Rabbanan, so
They say nishklei niyah lebiyad. They should say take it off with the hand because they don't make a distinction between the hand and the mouth. Whereas Rabbi Elazar does make a distinction between the hand and the mouth. So therefore, in fact, taka, this brisa is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Pesula midi, and there's nothing more to be said over here. End of the discussion. This brisa certainly is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and in fact, Rabbi is correct to say that our Mishnah is talking about Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that machshire mitzvah dochen is a Shabbos, but you try to knock it down to the lowest level possible. That's why our Mishnah said, don't do it with a kli, but do it with your yad. That was a pretty tough sugya. Let's go on to the next Mishnah. Kohen shalaka b'yitzvah. Again, we have another Mishnah that's dealing over here with the difference between what you can do in the Beis HaMikdash and what you can do outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So here we're talking about Kohen Shalaka B'Yetzbo. A Kohen has a wound on his finger and he has a bandage on it. So Korech Olel Gemi B'Mikdash, you're allowed to go and make this reed type of a bandage. We'll see later on in the Gemara that this reed actually has some benefit to it medicinally. So that's why B'Dafik talks about a reed bandage over here. You'd be allowed to Korech Olel Gemi B'Mikdash. You'd be allowed to go put a bandage on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash on this wound. However, Avalo B'Medina. But you can't do this in the Medina. Now, why can you do this in the Beis HaMikdash? We'll see. If we don't allow you to do this in the Beis HaMikdash, Alpha P, Rashi says, Shagemi mirape esamaka, it's going to heal the maka. Ho, vahashta miya tzorech avodahi, since this guy has to do the avoda. And if his hand is bleeding, he's not going to want to do the avoda. The lav arach ara, shetira makosu im avoda, mechasu subagemi. That's why you'll have to cover it up over here with a gemi. But in the Medina, you're not. Shemirape b'shabbos, refu b'shabbos, shvusi v'osur. But you can't put on this bandage on Shabbos in the Medina, because that's a gzera of shchika samumonim, and you're not allowed to go and put a bandage on in the Medina. So in the Beis HaMikdash, yes, it's only din the Rabbanon, it's not really shchika samumonim, so you can go put it on in the Beis HaMikdash, but you can't put it on in the Medina. However, im lahotzi dam, if the purpose of putting this bandage on is to actually do a phlebotomy, to get blood out over here from the wound, you want to clean the wound out, so you want to express the blood from it, that's why you're putting the bandage on it then, that's an issa d'oraisa, and kan v'kan osur, to take out blood on Shabbos, that's an issa of chavola, and you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this. As Rashi says, shein zutzora chavoda, this isn't necessary for the avoda, and this would be a chavola, voda havalei chovel, the avnalocha, lo mishtari ligabayu, and this would be an avnalocha, and wouldn't be allowed. The Gemara starts off and says that Rehuda, the son of Rehuda, tells us, Lo shanu ele gemi. The Mishnah Badavka said you're only allowed to use this gemi. However, avo tziltzul koton. A tziltzul means a little belt. Rashi tells us, Azur koton nor, kemo ichagura, betziltzul de sota. It talks about a belt in sota, so this tziltzul is a little belt that you put around the wound. That you're not allowed to do. You're only allowed to use the gemi, Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Ruchia says. I will tziltzul katan, this little belt type of a bandage, have a yitur begadim. That would be considered a fifth beggar that a regular kohen would be wearing. Kohen's only allowed to wear the four begadim of kahuna, and this little tziltzul would be considered a fifth beggar. He would be over bal tosef, yitur begadim, wearing an extra garment. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Ruchia. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Lo amru yitur begadim, ele b'mokim begadim. To wear an extra garment is wear an extra sweater. You wear an extra pair of pants. You wear an extra hat. You wear something that is in a place where you already have a baguette, so then you can't put on an extra baguette. But a tziltzul, avol shelo b'mokim begadim, you have a little tziltzul, you have a little belt on a wound on your knee where you don't have any garment, so then avol shelo b'mokim begadim, if it's put on in a place where you normally don't wear a garment, let's say it's on your finger, so love a yitur begadim. So then that's not called yitur begadim. Now the Gemara says, okay, you're right. It may or may not be a problem of Yitur Begadim. According to Rav Yehuda Brei de Rav Chiya, it is. According to Rav Yochanan, it's not. But even if you want to say it's not Yitur Begadim, let it be a Chatzitza. If you have this bandage, this gemi, or the tziltzel on your finger, so then it's a Chatzitza. We have the famous Gemara. One of the Kohanim was, the Kohen Gadol was very fastidious. He was a person who didn't like to get his hands dirty, and he wore gloves doing the avoda, and eventually the Gemara tells us he was losing both of his hands. He had both of his hands chopped off of the king, Homaisa Shahoya, again teaching us the severity for which a person can't have a chatzitza. So you're not allowed to do the avoda with a chatzitza. So this tziltzul katan or the gemi should be a chatzitza, according to Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says, no, either you did the bandage was on b'smol. You do all the avodas with your right hand. So if you have the tziltzul on your right hand, you're right, it would be a potential chatzitza. But if you have a wound on your left hand, so since you don't do the avodah with your left hand, it's not a problem with chatzitza.
That's teretz number one. Alternatively, teretz number two, inami biyamin, it is on your right hand. However, shalom b'makom avoda, it's on a part of your right hand where you're not doing the avoda, so there's no actual chatzitza. Now the Gemara says, upligid the Rava. Rav Yochanan is clearly saying something that argues with what Rava said. In a moment we'll ask, does Rav Yehuda Breda Rav Chiya also argue with Rava? What did Rava say? The Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chista, Rava said, Amar Rav Chista, that b'makom b'gadim, if you have a sort of a bandage in a place where you have big day kahuna, so then, if it's b'makom b'gadim, afilu nima achas chutzetzes, then even one single thread is going to be a chatzitza if that's in the place where the b'gadim are. However, shalom b'makom b'gadim, if it's in a place where you don't normally wear clothing, so Rav Yochanan said that that's not called Yitu Begadim, but Rava, in the name of Rav Chista, says that yes, it is called Yitu Begadim, but it must be a significant size. It must be Shalosh al Shalosh. Shalosh here is feminine, so it's talking about etzbos. So it must be a garment that is at least three etzbos by three etzbos, and etzbos is a little bit under an inch. So it must be over here, three etzbos by three etzbos, in order to be considered a Yitu Begadim. As opposed to Rav Yochanan, who said that it's not a Yitu Begadim if it's not B'makom Begadim. So clearly, Rav Yochanan argues with the position of Rava Amar Rav Chista. Pachos Mishalosh Al Shalosh, Rava Amar Rav Chista says if it's less than three, then it's not a Chatzitza. So that, they're both in agreement if it's less than three. But Rava says if it's more than three by three in the name of Rav Chista, that it is a Yitu Begadim, and it would be a Chatzitza. And that clearly argues with the opinion of Rav Yochanan, who says even if it's more than three by three, but it's not considered Yitu Begadim, it's not B'makom Begadim. Fine. The question is, Adar Yochanan Vade Pliga. He certainly argues, Rav Amar Chista is certainly in disagreement with Rav Yochanan. The question is, what about Adar Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya, Mi name a Pliga? Does he argue with him, who says that a Tzilchul Katan is considered Yitu Begadim or not? So, do we say that shiny tzotzul katan the choshev? Maybe the tzotzul katan, even though it's less than 3 by 3, is considered a davar choshev. And if it's a davar choshev, just like 3 by 3 is a davar choshev, and that's why it's a chatzitza. So too, Yehuda Breda Rav Chiya doesn't argue with Rav Amar Rav Chista. They're both saying the same thing. Anything that's important, whether it's a tzotzul katan the choshev, or it's 3 by 3 etzbos, it's considered choshev, and that's why it is a chatzitza. That's why it's yitu begadim. So maybe not. We can't say that they argue. Lishna Achrina Amrile, a different version of this argument is as follows. Amr Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya, he said as follows. Lo shanu el gemi, he said it's only a gemi that is allowed to be put on the finger, let's say where he has the injury. That is not considered a chatzitza, that's not considered Yitu Begadim. Abo tzilzul katan chotzitz, but a tzilzul katan would in fact be a chatzitza and would not be allowed. And it's Rav Yochanan Amar Lo Amru Chatzitza B'Pachos Mishalosh Shalosh. And Rav Yochanan is the one that said that if it's less than 3 by 3, it's not considered significant, unless Ella B'Makom Begadim. Avashol B'Makom Begadim, it's not considered significant. We turn to the Amud Aleph. So clearly, Shalosh Al Shalosh Chotzitzos. He says if it's more than 3 by 3, it's suppose it's a Chatzitza. B'Pachos Mishalosh Ein Chotzitzos. Less than 3, it's not a Chatzitza. Oh, here, Rav Yochanan is saying, "V'hainu the Rav Amar Rav Chista." Here, he's saying exactly what Rav Amar Rav Chista said. So, according to the second version, they're exactly in accord with each other. Okay, so Rava and Rav Yochanan are in agreement. The same question as before, though, is Rava arguing with Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya? Lema pliga the Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya. On the surface, it sounds like he is arguing. So, where it says not necessarily so. Shiny tzotzul katan the choshev. Again, one could argue that the tzotzul katan is considered something significant, and therefore that's like shalosh al shalosh, and therefore you can't tell me that it's necessarily an argument between them. They could, in fact, be agreeing that something that's significant, which is either a tzotzul katan or shalosh al shalosh, is in fact not considered to be insignificant. It is something that is a chatzitza. Finally, the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan, Adashminan gemi, lishminan tzotzul katan. Why, according to Rav Yochanan, did our Mishnah teach us the case of a gemi? If the din is the same for tzotzul katan, so wouldn't it have been a bigger chiddush to tell me that tzotzul katan is allowed? So the Gemara says, no. This is what I mentioned at the beginning when we did the Mishnah. It's teaching us another thing. The Mishnahs often will tell us something that we want to learn another thing from it as well. And what's the additional chiddush that it wanted to teach over here is the gemi masi. It's teaching us that this little reed type of a bandage over here is in fact medicinal. It is masi. It's able to cure. Asya is a physician. Masi means it's able to cure. So that's what the Mishnah wanted to teach us as well. With this, we conclude today's shir. It was a difficult shir. I hope it was clear.